This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I got to give you my movie review on the Captain America Civil War. And I have to say, for the first part of the movie, second part of the movie, better. But I thought I would leave that movie loving it because, oh my gosh, I mean, I love Captain America. I thought he was, you know, such an amazing character. And even in the movie, I forget his name, Chris, I forget who plays him, but he's a really good looking guy. And he does a great job playing Captain America. It's just, I don't know what it was. And I didn't even let the hype, get to me. It's good. You need to see it. And there's a very good scene where I can't ruin it for you guys, even though I'm sure you guys know what happens, where, like, the war is happening, okay, between him and Iron Man. And so when that starts and you see the people take sides of the Civil War, pretty good. Okay, so that is worth seeing. But I guess the reason why I have such a negative critique on it is because I started falling asleep in the movie. Now, I don't sleep. I don't just fall asleep in movies. Even chick flicks, I don't fall asleep in. And that, in those movies, I mean, you would think anybody would fall asleep. So for me to start falling asleep in the middle of a movie and deciding to close my eyes, that's a problem. And I just have to warn you guys. And in fact, I have a Facebook page, When in the Bathroom. Do you go to, when in the movie, can you go to the bathroom and not miss anything? I have to update it now for this movie. Most of the first part, honestly. So I hate to do that to you guys, but just know, you know, that it's a good movie. It's just, it was boring at times, and I don't know why it got that way. And unfortunately, another thing these movies are doing, which is really frustrating me, and we talked about this with the first Transformer movie, is it's too much on the senses too quick. It's almost like they move too fast. There's something they do with editing. The editors love this now. Because rather than having a full scene, you know, I mean, you remember the movies of the 70s and 80s or the other movies. You know, you have the, you know, somebody walking somewhere, somebody flying somewhere, and you got to actually focus for a good maybe 2.5-3 seconds on the scene. Here, they're doing so much shuttering of these scenes with the editing that you don't know if you're going to have a seizure watching these things. And so is it that I'm getting old? Is it that I'm getting older? This is not cool. This is not good. And, you know, we took my mom to the movie, and she was out. She was asleep during it. So something is wrong. And the reason why I bring this up is what's happened with movies, which I've happened to like and be a fan of, is the special effects have gotten better and better and better, to the point now that I think it's too much special effects. And you're sitting there during the movie, and it's transforming, and it's shooting, and it's flying, and it's and all this stuff is happening, and you don't even get to sit there and relax and like it. Another thing I'm having a problem with are some of the comedies, where I'm afraid to laugh because I'm afraid I'm going to miss the next joke. Okay? I mean, in the old movies, there would be a joke, and then there would be such a pause around that joke that you could laugh, and you could not miss the next part of the movie. Unfortunately, now with like the movie like Deadpool and Ted and things like that, dialect is going so quickly that you don't even get to stop and enjoy it. So we're having a problem here where, you know, we're already overtaken by electronics and media and iPhones and iPads and texting and email, and we're already moving very, very quickly and being asked to multitask, etc. But when you're supposed to be able to sit back and relax and envelop a movie and to process, you're not getting a chance to do that either. So you walk out of the movie going, it was confusing. There was a lot of, and that's very frustrating. Maybe that's one of the reasons why I liked Hunger Games, because it just went a little slower so you could process what was going on. But then by the third movie or the fourth movie, it was all a bunch of special effects. They're going to come out with another Star Wars movie, but not a Star Wars trilogy. Remember Star Wars came out with Clone Wars, and, you know, they came out with side stories? Well, that's what they're doing. I guess this December there's going to be a Star Wars side story. Now, not bad, you know, because you could hear the music and you could see the big spaceships, but please don't screw up Star Wars, okay? All right, the last Star Wars was good, but please let us process, let us absorb, let us remember. If you asked me, what do I remember from a lot of these movies I've seen, I may remember a couple jokes or a couple scenes, but for the rest of it, it just blends to another movie. Okay, Castaway, was that the movie with Tom Hanks on an island after his plane crash? Was it called Castaway? Yeah, anyway, that movie, brilliant, because what do you remember? You remember the silence. Silence is, and I know many of you guys go, you know, Dahlia, your show would be better if you shut up. I agree. I'm assuming you're not meaning it in a critical sense for me to shut up. I'm assuming you're meaning it, you know, to accentuate the art of my show. The silence is so important. And so I'm honored by your critique, because it's flattering to know that you're, you know, you tried to help my show. I really appreciate it. That's all I have to say about the movie. Sorry, I hope it don't, I mean, you gotta go see the movie because you have to see it. But I think we're almost at the point where these Avenger movies, if they don't, you know, start slowing things down a little bit and making it more comprehensible, you're gonna start losing us older folk. And we're the ones that can afford to drop $60 on taking a whole family to the movies, all right? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. account, whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now. Simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who's working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, 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 really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, interesting. I have some emails. I'm not going to read all of them because there's a lot. But the bathroom bill that has been in the news on transgender access to any bathroom that they feel aligned with has obviously brought a lot of controversy. And North Carolina now, from what we are understanding, is now suing the Justice Department and Attorney General Loretta Lynch and one of her assistants. because the lawsuit calls last week's federal demand that the state, quote-unquote, remedy its Public Facilities Privacy and Security Act by Monday or face consequences, they say, is a baseless and blatant overreach. I guess the act bans individuals from using public bathrooms that do not correspond with their biological sex, as dictated by their birth certificates. In a letter last week to Governor Pat McCrory, the Justice Department asserted access to sex-segregated restrooms and other workplace facilities consistent with gender identity is a term, condition, or privilege of employment. Denying such access to transgender individuals whose gender identity is different from their gender assigned at birth, while affording it to similarly situated non-transgender employees, violates Title VII. Okay? North Carolina's lawsuit, I guess, calls the Justice Department a radical reinterpretation, of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. Okay, so here's the thing, okay, on one end, you're like, okay, if somebody's transgender and, you know, they've always identified with being a boy and they are tired of going into the girls' bathroom and they really want to stand when they pee, and a lot of women do like to stand when they pee, and they want to use the urinals, and they want to. I mean, it's understandable why the government would get involved at that level, going, let them use a bathroom that they feel more comfortable with. Or a man who is transgender, likes to associate himself with the female gender, is at risk of being beat up in the boys' bathroom, wants to be in the girls' bathroom where that's more of a safe haven. All right, I understand from a discrimination standpoint why the government would step in on that level. However, okay, how do you prove that somebody is truly transgender and not lying? How does a state or government avoid lawsuits if, God forbid, something happens where somebody claims, "Hi, I'm transgender, so I'm going to the girls' bathroom"? And we were going to be talking about this last week. What about locker rooms? I mean, I remember when I went to school, there was a dead body in the girls' gym locker room. So we had to change in a women's bathroom. So we did our changing into gym. We used a female bathroom while the locker room was getting, I mean, it was the most horrible stench. It was bad. It was, yeah. We got back from vacation or a long weekend or something. And, it was bad. And so we had to use the girls' restroom to change. So how do you protect people from somebody who is claiming they're transgender coming into the bathroom? I mean, when you look at the transgender community, many of them are like, "Look, guys, I don't think I want to be in the middle of this big, huge debate, and I don't want to be the cause of somebody, you know, getting raped because you did this on our behalf." Many transgenders are like, okay, they're kind of blowing this a little bit more out of proportion. You know, thank you for, you know, being a part of the cause. And, you know, I know many transgenders, but they're even hesitant on there being laws and now threats from the federal government to the states. Now, a couple of the emails I got, here's one. "Dr. D, I refuse to let my 16-year-old daughter go to school. If she is at risk of boys being in the bathroom, what's next, the locker room?" Okay, so here's another one already starting to think about this, extrapolating to, well, in fact, there was a lawsuit. There was a lawsuit last year of somebody who wanted to change and was in the girls' locker room, and what they did is they gave the transgender boy who identified as a girl a screen to change behind, and to give him privacy because he still had his male body parts, and I think the family sued because the screen was discriminatory. Where we're going to have a problem with this is we need to figure this out. Things are happening so quick. I mean, look at how the government threatened North Carolina to fix their policy by Monday. You can't handle a policy such as this that quick. Another one, Marcus writes, "I employ 18 employees and we have a men's bathroom and a female bathroom. Do I need to build a third bathroom?" Then he starts going into the cost and he doesn't have the square footage.
That's, wow. I mean, I I've been an employer. I mean, I ran a medical office for 16 years. So, I mean, for us, it was easy. We had two bathrooms, and they were both unisex. So, and because they're single-person bathrooms. So I didn't have to worry about a separate women's room facility or a separate men's room facility. So they're basically anybody, you just take turns. Guys, girls, they take turns, and they, you know, and it went from there. And it wasn't dirty. It wasn't, you know, there were toilet seat covers, and we have the blow dryer, and, you know, it's worked out fine. So we were very, very lucky to do that. And I my suggestion is if you have a company and you don't know if you're going to get sued either way, then maybe rather having it's easy when you have the single stall where you just go in, you lock the door, and that whole bathroom is yours. It's difficult when you have multiple stall bathrooms. And so what do you do as an employer so, A, you don't discriminate, but, B, you don't have another lawsuit on your hands? And so the question is going to arise, what civil rights do you have when you want to go into a facility privately? See, another thing with women's bathroom is you change a lot of times in the women's bathroom. I can't tell you how many times I walk into the women's bathroom, there's somebody naked in there or half naked because the stalls are too small. You can't change in a stall. So you go into the women's bathroom and you change your clothes. Okay, that happens many times. I'll be in my Spanx for 8 hours. I'm like, I got to get out of the Spanx. Sorry. And everybody understands. Now, you can use the handicapped bathroom, but nobody wants to do that because that's for somebody who's handicapped. You don't want to be in there changing. So you basically just change in the outer area near the sink. All right, and I need to apologize to all the women who, unfortunately, you know, has had to see that. Seeing me naked or half naked is obviously not. And I don't do it all the time, but if I have to change, it's in the female bathroom. Okay, boom. That's not. This is again one of those things where do civil rights come in and protect? So when you're having people concerned that they won't be able to walk into a women's bathroom without somebody claiming their, you know, claiming they're female when they're not in there, and they don't have obviously the time to vet the person, are their civil rights protected, or is the civil rights of the transgender community protected? When, you know, so it's not a very easy situation. And we were just talking about how movies are going too fast and how, you know, the media, everything goes too fast when you can't sit and process. Has this settled and processed yet? Okay? We have employers now that don't know what the heck to do. And some groups are saying a separate transgender bathroom is discriminatory also. Remember, there was a case where a child wanted to use the restroom, so the teachers let the child use the teacher's lounge, you know, for the bathroom. And, you know, you would think, oh, that's cool. Those teachers, way cool. Because I remember the teachers never let us in their bathroom, and those were fancy, and there was always feminine products, you know, because in the bathroom where, you know, in my public schools, you'd always have wet toilet paper fall on you from people throwing wet toilet paper up on the ceiling. So, but the school got sued because the child felt discriminated against that they had to walk into the teacher's lounge. So, do we know what to do? You can't tell a group of citizens, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And that's what we're going to have with this particular situation. I want you to be able to use whatever bathroom you're comfortable with. I don't want any harm happening to you in any bathroom. And if you want to use a female bathroom or a male bathroom because that's what you identify with, I am for you having the right to do that. But it has to be done in a methodical process such that you don't have, okay, by Monday, you need to allow men in the women's bathrooms. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I got some bad news. Apparently, there are shortages. We've known that there's been shortages of drugs, right? Well, we started to improve on shortages of non-emergent drugs. Okay, because, you know, since Obamacare and the changes in the healthcare system, many people are not using their high deductible health insurance, so we're not having people get prescribed as many medications. They're not going to the doctor as often. So on one end, we started to taper off the shortages of non-acute. On the flip side, shortages of acute life-saving medications now on the rise. They say more than half of recent shortages involved acute care drugs used to treat seriously ill patients in hospitals and emergency departments. These drugs include antibiotics, IV saline, and naloxone, which is used to treat drug overdoses. Now, we knew this was coming. We've been talking about drug overdoses like opioid addictions and opioid overdoses and how naloxone has been the wonder drug for that. You know, it's just a matter of time when we were like, okay, well, do we have enough of that in supply? But let's look back to what that said. IV fluids, intravenous saline is in short supply, and antibiotics. So the concern we had with people not going to the doctor is they would be going straight to the emergency room or critical care or urgent cares because the problem lingered too long. Unfortunately, that's now causing shortages. They say our key finding was that up to 2012, shortages were rising for both non-acute and acute drugs. Since 2012, when the FDA was authorized to deal with the crisis, the shortages for non-acute drugs are decreasing and getting shorter, but the shortages for acute drugs are increasing and getting longer. So basically what that means is, okay, when you're out of a drug, okay, guys, we'll have it to you by Monday, or we'll have it to you in 3 weeks. They're saying the time it's taking to replenish the supply is getting longer. Well, where's the pharmaceutical companies? Where's the companies making the drugs? Well, didn't they take a beating the last few years with all the new laws and the Affordable Health Care Act? Aren't companies in recessions aren't people now short-staffed? I mean, you know, if no one's making money, they're not going to hire extra staff to stand around waiting for a shortage. So according to researchers, drugs in short supply tripled over the past decade. For the study, Yale researchers analyzed data from 2001 to 2014. They found the overall number of drug shortages declined after the FDA granted its new powers, which could, so maybe they think what happened is when the FDA got involved, people thought, okay, well, then drug issues aren't a problem anymore. They said you could look at the passage of the law and the overall decline and view it as a success. That's not the case, quote unquote. These acute care drugs have been ignored. They say also shortages of acute care drugs lasted about 8 months on average compared to about 7 months of all of drugs overall. 8 month shortage. That's, what if we have a major earthquake? Again, what if we're coming into hurricane season? And it could take 8 months to replenish our drug shortages. Restoring to alternative drugs can raise the likelihood of medical error and push up costs and side effects, compared to, the other drugs. Okay. So, what do you and I do? This blows. This really, really stinks. Okay? God forbid you're in an accident. This is another reason why we've been really pushing to, set up a blood, to set up a national blood donation day. When it comes to emergencies, you want to make sure you have plenty of supplies and plenty of stores. We're coming into hurricane season. Everyone's telling us San Andreas is locked and loaded. I mean, we have, in my neck of the woods, hit and runs and shootings on the rise. So there's a lot of violence going on in multiple cities. So what are we prepared? No, we're not. So, one push I have is to, recommend we get our blood stores. So for those of you who could donate blood, please, please, please donate blood, please. For, when it comes to antibiotics, okay, many of you guys have relied on antibiotics your whole life. And we've been telling you, nah, with resistance, you're going to be turned away, you're going to be turned away. So not only are people being turned away because of antibiotic resistance, you may be turned away because there aren't any. I'm not sure what the answer is with this. So, and then when you add more insult to injury, many of us are turning diabetic.
Many of us are pre-diabetic or turning diabetic. If that's the case, you don't let an infection fester. You need to hit it with antibiotics ASAP. So, as we get, what they think a third of us are going to be diabetic later? A third of adults, if not already? That's some scary stuff. And here we are, not prepared. Then naloxone. Okay, drug opioid use now is at an all-time high and getting higher. So, luckily, we have naloxone. I just told you last week how awesome this is. You know, and Prince had needed it, and it's a shame that nobody had that available, if, God forbid, that's what happened to Prince April 21st when he died. But, naloxone has been a wonder drug to reverse drug overdose. And we talked about how that worked. The Narcan brand name, basically, it competes with the opioid that's circulating the bloodstream for the brain receptor, so it can't stop the respiratory so the opioid receptors can't attach to the brain receptors. The opioid can't attach to the mu receptors and then cause the respiratory depression, cause the somnolence, the being sedated, and all the other things that heavy opioids can do. Hence, you hopefully don't die from the opioid overdose as long as you get the naloxone in time. It's a brilliant drug. Now we're being told today, sorry, that's in short supply. So this just means more and more of us are going to be at risk of dying later, and that is not. And then IV fluids, what the heck is up with that? So your intravenous saline, the reason why we use saline is you can't just give water. If you just give plain distilled water, okay, you will unfortunately bottom out a lot of your salts. It'll mess with the kidneys, and it's not very, very healthy. So we use saline, 0.9%. We use a percentage of salt, sodium chloride, in your fluid. Plus, with a certain IV fluid, some of them is dextrose. Some of them will be water. Sometimes we do administer water. It's rare. Sometimes we administer lactated Ringer solution where it has electrolytes in it. And so your IV fluids, depending on what your problem is very necessary. And IV fluids are extremely important when you're looking at a kidney issue, if you're looking at a sepsis. If an infection goes bad and you start to drop you're going to septic shock, we need to give you fluids. And we need to give you pressors to get your blood pressure up. And now these are possibly in short supply. So why is that? Are more and more people requiring IV fluids? Well, it could be. If you have gastroenteritis, for example, because some of you are like, Dahlia, I'm not going to get into any car accident. I take the bus. I'm pretty safe. Why would I need IV fluids one day? Well, let's say you get a bad norovirus or listeria or E. coli infection, or you get some bad food poisoning, and you are vomiting all night and having diarrhea, and you can't keep any fluids down. You go to the hospital and you get an IV. That's what this is for. So we assume somebody's always making them. We assume there's always a supply. And now we're finding nope. So my suggestion to you is please don't wait till the last minute. If you do have any medical issues, make sure you access your medical provider so you don't have to go to the hospital. But we need to get our poop together on this right away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, when I had my kids, you know, my little babies, okay, we would swaddle them up. I wouldn't call it swaddling. I guess swaddling is when you get them all nice in a blanket. I called him making him a little taquito. And like a tortilla, I would wrap my son up like a tortilla in the blankie. Now, my older son, see, the younger son, I don't even remember. It's funny. The second kid, you don't even remember doing anything. I don't even remember putting clothes on him. But the first one, I remember going through all the care and all the time it takes. It's amazing how that happens, to swaddle him up. And my first son, his fingernails would grow so quickly that he kept scratching his eyes. So I used to put socks on his hands so he still had room to move his fingers, but he wouldn't sit there and scratch his eyes. And when it was too hot for that, I would bundle up his arms into the little, I made a little cocoon, and I had him all swaddled up, and then, you know, he couldn't move, but he was all ready, and then hopefully go to sleep. The problem is, I learned very early on that Stoney did not want to be swaddled up to sleep. I would never do that. I figured he needed room. He needed to exercise, so I never, you know, bundled him up like that. I let, you know, he would be in his little onesie after he did pee-pee crib, and I had to clean up the pee-pee, and then the dog would, you know, take a look and go, what's going on? And I'm like, I know he did pee-pee house. And the dog's like, well, you get mad at me when I do pee-pee house. And I go, yeah, I do. But he's my baby, and I love him more than you. So tough. So after I got him all ready, as long as I made sure his little, sometimes I had him sleep with socks on his hands, but other than that, I left him open and so he could move. All right? Apparently, a lot of parents, though, aren't doing it, and they're actually swaddling their baby up before the baby goes to sleep. Well, now we're being told that that could unfortunately increase their risk of SIDS. Swaddling babies may increase the risk of sudden infant death syndrome by about one-third. Researchers arrived at the conclusion by analyzing four studies that included data from 2,500 infants, 760 of which died of SIDS. The risk, which is linked to overheating and trouble breathing, was greatest for babies sleeping on their stomachs. Again, guys, you can't put the baby on the stomach. Okay? The baby has to be on their back. And I know some of them roll. Okay? I mean, I remember my son. I'm like, okay, do I need to chain him to the bed in a certain way? I was so scared of SIDS because that's when we were first finding out about it in the late 90s, early 2000s. It was scaring the heck out of us. And then babies on their sides and then those on their back. They all still could be at risk. They say, we already know that side and prone sleeping are safe for young babies. So supine versus prone. We'll talk about that. So the advice to place children on their backs for sleep is even more important when parents choose to swaddle them. P suggests parents stop swaddling children when they're between 4 and 6 months old, which is about the time they start rolling over. Yeah, I mean, you know, I understand you guys want to try to get... I understand why you want to try to get, you know, kids warm and that you want, you know, but, you have to remember the whole motor development, okay? In the olden days, yeah, you would have a baby kind of kept close and wrapped up, but, you know, the babies need to work on their musculature, their muscle tone. You know, what I did with my son when he was awake is I had a blanket on the ground, and I would put him on his stomach and let him try to lift his head up. And I would sit there and watch, and I wouldn't put him to sleep on his stomach. But, you know, you have a lot of parents that, you know, by the year 2001, 2002, they would never let their kid be on their stomach. Well, then, where's the kid's muscle tone? How are they working on their neck muscles? How are they working on their upper body strength? And when these babies want to push up, you know, there's also another thing that I want to investigate, is I'm finding less crawlers. Okay, I was, you know, babies used to always crawl. And now you're hearing many babies don't crawl. They just go straight from, you know, I guess, you know, I guess sitting there, lying there, and then getting up and trying to walk. Well, babies used to crawl all the time. And so one concern I have of that is if the kids aren't used to lifting themselves up and getting themselves moving on all fours, they're not going to crawl. So my kid, one of them did. The one that I let practice a lot, he crawled for a little bit. Maybe for about a couple weeks, and all of a sudden he was trying to stand up and he was trying to walk and move. But the other one, no. And the other one, I wasn't around enough to, you know, we had him at work. I didn't let him work on a lot of his upper body strength. And he gets mad at me because he has less muscle than Big Brother. Big Brother Stone, he's like a brick wall. He's like, you know, man, things bounce off him. And then the other one is a little bit more running back build, where the first one's linebacker build. And I'm not saying that's what did it. But you kind of wonder,
I mean, you know, think about it. You know, how many of your kids or grandkids are really getting that extra motor skill of lifting themselves up? Now, mind you, we are scared to death of SIDS. So just because I'm telling you to help, you know, let them work on their motor skills and be babies doesn't mean you put them in the crib that way. Okay? I mean, you know, you put them on their back, and you can also put them on their side, but I prefer the back. Make sure they're not swaddled. Make sure there's nothing in the bed. They don't need a pillow. Babies do not need pillows. They don't need a pillow in there. They don't need, you know, a kitty cat. Please don't put the kitty cat in the crib. Okay? You sudden infant death is obviously very scary. You want to, you know, make sure you're using proper protections. But we're not letting our kids develop. And that's a big problem. These kids are watching TV screens. They're not supposed to be watching TV screens when they're babies. They're supposed to watch mom or dad. They're supposed to watch cars drive by. The reason why you take the kid to the park is because they're outside and they're looking. And you see them trying to look and learn to focus. You know, there was a study coming out saying kids more and more are nearsighted. We have an increase, an increase of kids needing glasses. And so why is that happening? Well, we're not taking the kids to the park and letting them sit there and look and watch. You used to go to the park every day as a kid. Did I take my kids to the park every day? No. I took them maybe once on the weekend if they were lucky. Why? Because I was working. So I didn't take them to the park. You know, at one very small time we had a nanny. Then we couldn't afford her, and there was other stuff going on. So before, but most of the time, the kids were with me at work. So, no, they didn't go to the park. And, yeah, I'd have them look around and have them, you know, in their playpen, but they aren't getting a chance to focus. Instead, they're watching a television set. Television set is not 3D. So I think we need to revamp how we're doing things with kids. When we come back from break, we're going to be talking about how the CDC is saying, hold on, with attention deficit hyperactivity, we shouldn't just go to pills first. We need to start with therapy. We need to go back and do old school parenting. And not the parenting where we would get, you know, a licking and a beating. Not that type of parenting. But we need to go back and use some common sense. These new moms, I see these young kids staring at their mom's phone, and it makes me cringe. Not to mention the phone is dirty, right? Because, you know, cell phones have as much bacteria as poop on it. I see these kids, are they talking to mom? No, they're watching mom on a cell phone, or mom is distracted. My kids notice that too. My son came up with some homework, and while I'm watching Game of Thrones, I'm sitting there texting somebody, and, you know, I mean, I'm answering his question without eye contact. Okay, you don't do that. Remember when you had to talk to your parents had to push everything aside, turn to you and give you, you know, specific attention. Okay, you don't see that anymore. You know, do I give my kids specific attention? No. So we're doing things really differently, and I think worse. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.